Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
With a good story. Good story is what we're all about here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. The ladies did a fabulous job yesterday, I'm told. I didn't hear any of it, but when I don't hear about it, that usually means it was great. And I'm sure it was, because Jennifer Horn is always at the ready, as is Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. And every once in a while, I just have to disappear. Just gonzo. Take it away, Dougie. And so I did. Today is a famous day for the Roman Empire and for Brutus. Et tu, Brute, was the slogan of the day, the Ides of March. Remember what they say, ladies? Beware of the Ides of March. The Latin word Idus is the derivative of Ides. First, the middle day of any month. Roman calendar had, let's see, what did they add? Remember, I talk about this all the time.
Yes, July. Do you know that this is our 16th anniversary together, and this is how you started my very first program with you?
There it is. Okay.
Happy anniversary, pal.
Happy anniversary. Good things are moving along.
I guess he's a creature of habit. I can remember, because like the Ides of March are upon us. Oh, boy.
What does that mean? All right, so, well, this we'll start. We've done that to start the hour, and now it's time for us to get into the virtual reality of the week. Apparently, the president of Ukraine is going to address Congress. It'll be tomorrow. He's not going to be here. Although I was looking at an article, he toured around America, and including spent a lot of time in California, Jennifer, last fall. Last, I guess, November, early December. I don't know what he was looking for, but he was
Hollywood,
around.
Maybe. Back then, he would be a place to hide out.
I'd be a star.
Sort of, yeah.
So the discussion about the $1.5 trillion budget, funding the government, the money that's supposed to go to assistance in Ukraine. I was looking at two or three. There was a great piece in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend about what is going on with the money or where it's supposed to go. I'll have to dig that out and go through it with you. The White House asking Congress to provide $6.5 billion in aid for Ukraine. Has that number gone up? I thought that there was more.
For some reason, and Jen, you probably know the answer, President Biden had requested $6.4 billion, but the ending amount was $13.6 billion that's going to Ukraine. So I don't know if everybody just got together and said they need more money than that. I'm not sure how that happened, but it definitely doubled.
I don't know. I think maybe in resources, different departments and such. I'm not sure exactly how the number has come up. I know that, you know, what went through Congress is one number, and then we've also been giving military help, and that maybe they're counting that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So does anybody know anything from anybody that is Jay, Victoria, Jennifer, anybody in your circle of friends, acquaintances that is not talking about this? Doesn't seem to make much difference.
No.
This is the thing that people are talking about from top to bottom, in and out, all around. And no matter what, there's an aspect to this. I was interested in reading Mila. Is it Mila Mila Kunis?
Mila.
Mila Kunis. Mila.
Yeah, Mila.
Yeah. Who used to say that she was Russian. She interviewed with Maria Shriver, spoke at length about the pride that she had as a Ukrainian immigrant. And I think she was quoted as saying her heart has been ripped out. I wonder how many other celebrities or people that are known have connections to Ukraine. The situation is that it will bring out this, whenever there's something like this going on in the world, although something like this hasn't gone on for a long time. You always, you know, hear too many people say that they have Middle Eastern roots, though, when there is trouble, right? I'm Irish, I'm Italian, I'm English, I'm French, I'm Dutch.
Well, if you don't know Middle Eastern people, then we have Middle Eastern friends who are, you know, that's a conversation whenever something, you know, pops up like that. I think a lot of people are taking in
any of the refugees? Any of them going to the Middle East?
I don't know. I think, didn't Israel say they were going to take a bunch, right? That was a new development. And I think Israel, I think we talked about this yesterday, maybe Israel came out pretty strongly against the Russian oligarchs who might be trying to hightail it to Israel and hide. That's not going to happen. And they really don't have a whole lot of places to go. The planet isn't that big when you have a mega yacht, that's a cruise ship. It's hard to hide it.
I was in Palm Beach over the weekend, and they have their, next week is their annual luxury yacht exhibition. And people from all over the world bring their, they try to outdo each other with the biggest, with the biggest yachts. And traditionally, over the last 2, 3, 4 years, the biggest yachts have been Russian. Although they're registered, and people don't register usually their boats in the countries they live. They do them in, Morocco or something. Anyway, so, but the Russian boats were told not to bother to show up. And these Russian oligarchs that spend the winter in Palm Beach, it's almost humorous how many Russians bring their boats over and they spend their time in American ports like Palm Beach and down, some in Naples, apparently.
A couple head up to, Newport and Nantucket, Martha's Vineyard. Yeah, in the summer.
Right, exactly. So there's that. The Russians are really pissed off because McDonald's has closed all of its stores. Who would have thought there were 800?
They can't get a Shamrock Shake. I mean, you've got to be...
Right. Yeah, that's a big problem.
Usually we can't get Shamrock Shakes either.
Really?
Yeah, I know. The shake machine never wants to work.
Always broken. Always broken.
Really? So isn't that this... Are they serving them now at McDonald's?
Yeah,
Shamrock
I think they're
Shakes?
Out right now, actually, aren't they? Okay. Yeah.
We're only 2 days away from St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. How many? I wasn't here yesterday to listen to you all complain about how horrible it was to lose an hour of sleep over the weekend. Did you get that all out of your system, or are you okay?
No, this whole week.
I don't think we complain too much. It's just I think everybody's done with it. Nobody. Yeah. I don't know one person who can make a really passionate argument about why not to change things. And most states have already gone through the process of legislating a change, yet we still haven't made the move yet. So
yeah, we said yesterday that 28 states, including Massachusetts, New York, New Jersey, California, which Jen had said you guys have already voted on it, and I guess you thought you were ending it, but really you just gave them the power to end it, and... the knuckleheads who run California didn't do anything with that information. So, New Jersey, New York, Massachusetts, it's a whole bunch of other states that have now put legislation through to start the process of ending daylight saving. And a lot of our local politician here, our local rep, who's the head of the Energy and Commerce Department or committee, Frank Pallone, he put out a survey just last week to everybody, all of his constituents, asking, all right, do you want to keep standard time permanent? Do you want to keep daylight saving time permanent? No change? Or do you want to keep changing your clock? And it was overwhelming that no one wants this anymore. It's just stupid. Like Jen said, no one can even make an intelligent argument for it. It wrecks with people. All the doctors who've come forward to testify, the medical professionals, EMTs, I mean, the number of strokes, if you're over 60, you increase your risk of a stroke in these first couple of days by like 30%. I mean, it's horrible.
I was in Ken Kronhaus's office for my annual, even though we didn't do it last year. It was 2 years to the day since I'd had my heart exam, cardiological overview and that sort of thing, which I try to get every year. And one of the things he was running around, he'd forgotten that it was going to be the day after. And he said to me, I have 6 people in the hospital who have had events that probably they wouldn't have had. I mean, he was running up and down the hallway. It was funny because there was somebody, and he was working with someone. I was having my test done, and there was somebody in one of his offices. You know how doctors, they have 4 or 5 exam rooms. And the door was open, and Ken came out to talk to me, and I talked to him, and the guy who was in the chair said, I know that voice. And Ken said, and he turned around and he said, yeah, that's Doug Steffen. That's Doug Steffen? Wow. So I went in and I talked to them. It was kind of funny to have people, it's always interesting when people recognize your voice or when they they think they recognize your voice. So anyway, the point that I was making was that they had to be held up a while. I had to be held up, and so did all the others, because there was a backup of people that Ken was seeing, because I said to him, does this really happen on the day after? He says, yeah.
Oh, cardiologists hate daylight saving. They're the ones who come forward more than any other type of doctor, because they're the ones who see. I mean, I wear my fitness tracker ring. It's my Aura ring, and it tells me.
I get
me
a new
whole
one.
Oh, did you get an Aura ring? Because they're the best.
No, sorry, I didn't get a ring. I got a fitness tracker. Oh,
like a Fitbit watch?
Watch, yeah. Right.
Well, in my sleep schedule, like when I look at my score every morning, it is my heart rate has been off the charts for the last two nights, and I didn't do anything different. It's just the lack of sleep and the weird adjustment. So, like, I'm watching my score every morning, and I'll see when it hopefully levels out soon, but it's just, this is the first time I've had actual clinical proof that this affects me really badly, and now I have, like, an actual data for it, and it's a little scary when you look at, like, I mean, luckily I don't have any heart issues that I know of, but, you know, if an older person is going through this and their heart is staying elevated, their heart rate all night long, and it's not safe. I don't know. I just hope we can push through this, because this is yet another non-political thing that everybody can agree on.
Yep, let's go. Get rid
of it. Not many of them.
Count to the end. We should do that. All right, 17 after the hour. The folks at Calidfrin this week have a Lucky 7 sale going on for St. Patrick's Day. Every bottle of Calidfrin is $7 cheaper than it normally is. Plus, when you buy the proven 90-day supply, not only is $21 off, but you also get 2 months free with that. Calitrin works. When it comes to losing your weight, comes to the diet, comes to results, Calitrin's right there on top of the list. Well, there aren't that many good, healthy weight loss programs anyway. They all take their toll, and the end justifies the means with a lot of people. They say, yeah, well, I'm going to lose the weight because I need to lose the weight because it'll be healthier for me at the end. Well, keep the weight off with Calitrin, the all-natural weight loss. Been in the works, or been available for 24 to almost 25 years now. And don't forget, starting today, Lucky 7 sale, St. Patrick's Day, every bottle of Calitrin is $7 off. What a great motivating way. If losing weight and keeping it off isn't enough, check out the proven 90-day supply, $21 off, 2 months free. TopLoss.com is the website, TopLoss.com. Check out using the code DJV.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting two times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Calm complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is drop-dead gorgeous.
Please, he's just another RV League-educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR. Stat.
Right away, doctor.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign. And we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Emma Lindbergh is here, Senior Director of Education and Programming at the National Farmers Union.
We see a lot of folks who are new to farming, who are just starting out in their operation, still looking for those resources to help them get up and running. They just love the opportunity to network with other farmers and even learn what farmers are doing. Maybe it's something that they could apply to their own farm.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 23 after the mile. Whoops, say it again, Doug. The Tuesday, March 15th program. So it's 23 after the hour is what I was about to say. And Jay is here with an update on Dolly Parton, who has decided she's not going to do something that is kind of surprising. We'll figure this out after a word or two.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so let's get to this. Jay has news on Dolly Parton's removing herself, which is kind of, I don't know, under this circumstance, I don't know that I think it's a great idea, but she apparently does, and it's up to her to figure it out, right? You want to untangle all of this?
Yeah, in what world does Dolly Parton feel like she's not worthy of something? Because
yeah.
She was added to the nomination class to the 2022 ballot for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum to be an inductee, or not to be an inductee, to be nominated to see if she can be an inductee. And she said that she tweeted that she is going to ask the hall to withdraw her name because she just doesn't feel worthy. She says she's not a rock star. She never really put out a rock album, although that's on her to-do list even more so now than it was before, because she hopes that the Rock Hall will consider her in the future when she does feel worthy after she puts out a rock album. And she wants to do something kind of in the tone of Heart or Linda Ronstadt. So that would be awesome, a Dolly Parton rock album.
I kind of understand this, though.
Yeah, I mean,
she's a country legend. She already has. I feel like it kind of, I don't know, it sort of waters down the impact that the Country Music Hall of Fame has for artists like this. So, you know, when we talk about, like, Whitney Houston or maybe Tina Turner or some other name, like, what's her name? The one you like, Dionne Warwick, I think, didn't she go into the Hall of Fame too? It just, sometimes you're like, well, really, that's strange, but there really isn't another Hall of Fame for artists like that. But Dolly has the very solid and well-established Country Music Hall of Fame. I kind of understand.
I just feel like they should make it the Music Hall of Fame, because they have people have we got Run DMC and Rock Hall of Fame.
There are some artists.
Country artists that are in the Country Hall of Fame and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, like Brenda Lee, Johnny Cash, Elvis, Hank Williams. You do have
earlier stars from the Rock Hall of Fame. Yeah, her husband apparently is a big rock and roller as well. I just think that my sense, having been there, I did a couple of programs from the Hall of Fame. I don't know how many years ago, 10, 12 years ago. Jennifer, were you with me when I did those couple of days at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I don't think so. I think that was a while ago.
It was earlier than that, yeah. Anyway, there corruption. It's like the government. It's unbelievably corrupt. The people that get in there get in for no good reason oftentimes, and there are people that belong in there that aren't there. So in this case, we'll wait and see. Dolly, though, I think deserves all the accolades she gets from everywhere, frankly. 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford engineers recently spent 2 weeks in the heart of Alaska in minus 30 degree temperatures to continue fine-tuning the F-150 Lightning pickup performance on low traction surfaces like snow, ice, and in extreme cold. Formerly called low minus testing, this type of powertrain evaluation looks at how the all-electric powertrain adjusts power delivery to the wheels on low traction surfaces. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The prospect of nuclear conflict, once unthinkable, is now back within the realm of possibility. It's time to stop the horror unleashed on the people of Ukraine and get on the path of diplomacy and peace.
United Nations Secretary Antonio Guterres on Monday. Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a law Monday that would give Russian airlines the ability to seize foreign-owned airplanes so they can be redeployed for domestic flights amid crippling sanctions that have negatively impacted Russia's aviation industry. An editor at Russia's propaganda TV news agency said she's had enough of the lies. During the national broadcast Monday, she went on set and held a sign that read in English, No war, Russians against the war. In Russian, it read, stop the war, do not believe propaganda, they tell you lies here. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham doubles down on his call for the people of Russia to remove their war criminal leader. Mr. Graham on Newsmax last night.
I think what's reckless is let Putin get away with being the largest war criminal in the 21st century. I think it's reckless to believe that you can allow Putin to win in the Ukraine and China will not invade Taiwan. I think it's reckless to let the Iranians believe we don't have the resolve to stop their nuclear ambitions. The most provocative thing you can do in the face of aggression and the bad guy is to appear weak. And on Biden's watch, it seems like every bad guy in the world is in the mode of taking all they can while they can. So yes, I want Putin to go. I want the Russian people to take him down. I'm not advocating American ground forces in Ukraine or Russia, but I am advocating that the Russian people fix the problem. I am convinced, and if you disagree with me, great. The world would be better off without Putin. He deserves to go, either through some judicial process or just take him out.
On Monday, the Florida State Senate unanimously passed a record-breaking $112 billion state budget proposal that includes a pay raise for state workers, rewards for school districts that did not impose mask mandates, and a one-month gas tax suspension. American astronaut Mark Vandehyde, who on Tuesday breaks a U.S. single spaceflight record of 340 days, is set to leave with two Russians aboard a Soyuz capsule for a touchdown in Kazakhstan on March 30th. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
JV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. We know vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Produced by a radio executive for radio stations. I wonder if anybody's heard this before. It just started getting airplay, actually, I think, yesterday. So it's a song that basically, as you can hear from the lyric line, supports brothers and sisters in Ukraine. You want to crank it up a little bit more?
Bill. All that they wish for is to live in peace.
Maybe a lot of this sort of thing, I think it's already started. A lot of different ways of supporting. And so when you hear this on the radio, you'll know that its derivation was with a fellow that was a radio executive, and he put a couple of singers that he knew together in a studio, and bingo bango, the song For Ukraine, I believe it's called. And a lot of support showing up everywhere. Actually, you look around at all of the various problems that some places are having with the Ukrainian refugees. There's a move afoot, actually. The U.S., or no, the U.K., looking into, I know the U.S. is looking into a lot of others taking these ships. I was talking about these, they're not boats, they're yachts, they're ships. Some of them are...
Some of them look like a cruise ship.
Yeah, right, exactly. They're that huge. And they cost $500, $600, $700, $800 million. One of them that was believed to be owned by Putin, registered somewhere in the Caribbean, was also in Palm Beach, spotted in Palm Beach over the weekend. So they're trying to hide them. And everybody knows whose they are, so they're going to grab them as they can. But while they're doing that, the English government looking into the possibility of putting some of the Ukrainian refugees into the mansions that are owned by the Russian oligarchs. So I asked you, as we were talking about this, to look up the derivation of the word oligarch. Anybody find it?
It's Greek. It means few that rule.
Okay,
I mean, the reason you're an oligarch is basically you were an old-school Soviet-style businessman, right? I mean,
no,
that's
you're
kind
a KGB.
Of what it means.
They're a KGB.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I mean.
They killed off, literally, they killed the people that ran businesses after the U.K. fell apart. The USSR fell apart. The Russian KGB leaders, Putin was the leader of the KGB, and he got all of his henchmen together, and they just killed all these people that control various businesses in Russia. And they took them over. And who was going to argue with them? And so that's what they did. Russians have been notoriously tough. Maybe that's a nice word for it. They're ruthless. And Putin is the most ruthless of them all. Why it is that people thought that he would be reasonable at some point in time, people like this always show their true colors.
Mm-hmm.
And so he has. And I was wondering whether there were any bit of backlash. I know down in Palm Beach where Trump is worshipped because of Mar-a-Lago and basically living there when he's not in New York or wherever else he might
be. He's not in New York anymore.
No. And so there was an interview that apparently showed up on Fox. I didn't see it. Anybody see it? He talked about Putin, and he didn't criticize him. He said, I got along with him, okay. He had a couple of opportunities, apparently. He was asked by the interviewer, I think he was on with Sean, wasn't he? Was he on with Sean? I think he was on with Sean Hannity. And he didn't really basically say anything. So
you know, I think that kind of becomes a little bit of fodder, like political fodder. What Trump has said all along very consistently is that this would have never happened if he were in the White House. And but by the way, most Americans agree with that statement in polling. And he also says that Putin's a smart guy.
What's the
criteria for that?
Where'd that come from?
Laughable. Oh, there's a lot of polling. There's two polls that have come out that have asked Americans if President Trump were in the White House today, if this would have happened. A lot of people believe that this happened because of a president.
I'd be interested to know that.
Who were always asked in these polls? But, I mean, they were legitimate polls. I can send them to you.
Yeah.
But the point is that Biden's weakness is why a lot of people, I think the number was 70%, maybe it was 68% of Americans think that we're in this problem. I mean, think about what happened. We're looking at an economic collapse. We're looking at inflation rise, and it correlates directly with Biden entering office. And then you had Afghanistan, and people saw what Biden did to pull us out of Afghanistan, and it shows that his foreign policy decision-making hasn't gotten any better from being a senator to a vice president to now the president. And so there are a lot of people that believe that he is one of the driving forces for Putin timing this invasion as he did. Now, that being said, Donald Trump is up there, and he believes that, too. He doesn't think Putin would have done anything when he was in charge. He told Vladimir Putin in their private moments that he would bomb the hell out of Moscow if he took one step into Ukraine. And because he has no record, you know, he's just crazy enough to do it, maybe. Who knows? Maybe that was part of his, part of the good and bad about Trump is that no one knew exactly what he was going to do. But he, a lot of people are saying he's been sympathetic to Putin. No, he said that Putin is smart and did this strategically, and, you know, that's why we're in this situation. But I don't necessarily think that's saying that he's a great guy.
Who, Trump or Putin?
Well, you were talking about Putin.
I know I was. I'm being facetious right. A little bit. I just think that there is, I brought it up because actually I was looking at the story about the fellow from Fox News who is in the hospital in Ukraine. Wasn't another news guy shot or killed?
Killed over the weekend.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And I don't know what situation this, if Benjamin Hall, who does the reporting, well, some of the reporting in Ukraine for Fox News, somebody from Ukraine posted a picture of his press pass on Facebook, and then after that, a bunch of people at Fox started making the announcement that he had been hurt, but no one has said to what extent, no one has said what happened to him.
They just said he's in the hospital, right? That's
that
all they know.
He's in the hospital. Yep.
Yeah. Well,
but going back to what you were talking about with the UK considering housing Ukrainian refugees in the oligarch mansions,
yes.
This is the type of storming of a building that I fully support. There are protesters who have literally climbed this building onto the balcony, and they had big banners and stuff saying this property has been liberated and that they've got the Ukrainian flag hanging from this building. 8 people were arrested in the middle of the night because they refused to leave, because right now, Boris Johnson is saying there aren't really laws for what they can do with seized properties under sanctions. It's not like a repossession, you know, where they'll just go and sell your car or your house. This is something really different. Like, what if sanctions ever get lifted, this is the rightful property of one of the Russian oligarchs. So they're trying to figure out exactly what legally they can do with the yachts and the mansions and everything else.
I'm thinking about that. I just grab them. It was me.
Just as a side note, I just looked up the poll, and there were two of them. It was the Harvard Center for American Political Studies Harris poll that surveyed and found that 62% of those polled believe Putin would not have been moving against Ukraine if Trump had been president. And then Harris X just released another poll that says 58% of voters blame Biden's policies for the Russian invasion. So
Biden, listen, you're not going to get an argument from me about Biden.
Sometimes you go, oh, you're just making up polls.
Sometimes where they come from, the polls are only as good as the source. And
I agree, polls are all over the place. But if you're
who pays for it, that gets the results that they want. And Gallup, usually when they do their polls, lean right, and Poo leans left. And so, again, the subject matter becomes questionable.
Cabs Harris and Harris X are both, like, you know, pretty, those are like institutions. So far as academic institutions, they're not typically favorable to people on the right, but it is what it is. One that Rasmussen is the most favorable to people on the right.
What'd you say, Jay?
And as far as conversations happening that you see whenever you're on social media, especially Twitter, there's a lot of these. That is one of the narratives people are saying. I agree with Jen. I'm seeing that everywhere, too, where some people are saying if Trump were still in office, this wouldn't have happened. He had it not happened when he was in his presidency. But on the other side, you're also seeing the narrative that Putin was going to do this back in 2020, but COVID stopped it.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
So you're
and
seeing
U.S. intelligence
different conversations. But people are having all these conversations.
Any of this.
All right, so the French government is calling for a return to calm. There were a lot of protests that broke out on Corsica over an attack on a jailed nationalist figure named Ivan Colonna, was strangled by somebody in jail this month, left in a coma. A lot of people took to the streets, ransacking banks and storming into the justice building there. Very interesting. Corsica is one of those really neat little islands. And I don't know who this guy is, but I thought it was interesting. When I first saw this, I thought, a lot of the Ukrainians are going to Corsica because it's a fabulous little. Anybody know about it? Anybody been there?
I know of it. I've never been.
Yeah.
Never been.
Yeah.
We have a deli down the street called Corsica Deli. Does that count? I've been there.
So Jen goes there a lot, actually.
I've been there. I don't usually see the ocean from there, but we're.
All right, so now the markets, the biggest trends in the markets, where the money is going, where it's coming from, what's happening up and down and sideways, where some of the things have nothing to do with war, some of them the banks, that sort of thing. It's a wild roller coaster ride at the moment. Anybody who tells you that it's not going to go back up is full of old shoes, as my father used to say, or full of beans. The market is one of the strongest. It's not just the strongest market, but things, although the Russian markets have collapsed. And interestingly enough, the Chinese markets are reflecting more of this. I don't know if you saw that or not. More of the problems, if you will, of Russia, related to Russia, are finding their way to China. Whether that's purposeful or not, it's hard to tell. But at any rate, there's just a lot of up and down. So the markets were down, about 0.7 of a point yesterday. That's S&P. The Dow was pretty even, actually. NASDAQ was down a couple of points. Oil prices went down below $100 a barrel. This is the fall in the Chinese markets was twice what the average was around the rest of the world. So there's people that are just looking at this and knowing.
Well, China's got an issue right now, too, because Foxconn, which is one of their biggest tech companies, they produce iPhones and a bunch of other important tech. That whole factory, all those factories are shut down because they've got a massive COVID outbreak, which, unfortunately, they're now saying could mean coming here, too, again. But
Well, they're worried about COVID as it relates to Ukraine as well. Yep.
Yeah.
Food for thought, certainly, 48 after the hour.
With belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Okay, so we got the chorizo dumplings, the cucumber empanadas.
Sara's food truck is popping off.
Come on, guys, let's pick it up, all
right? But if she doesn't find a new chef, her truck will be stuck.
Call Crit this morning. So, Jessica, I'm going to need you on the fryer.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, doctor, isn't there anything you
can do? I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
All right, we have Tech Talk time now, 53 after the hour for this Tuesday. Victoria Keelan here with me, Doug Steffen, overviewing Panasonic. What are they going to begin production of?
Well, Panasonic has a new partnership with Tesla. They will now be starting in the fiscal month of April, the year 2023. They will start producing Tesla's 4680 battery cells. And there are also plans to set up 2 additional production lines and facilities at Panasonic's Wakayama factory. I want to go to Wakayama.
Wakayama.
Yeah, there's also a rumor that Panasonic is planning a major gigafactory somewhere in the U.S., which would be good. Bloomberg reports that Panasonic is on its way to becoming a major manufacturer for Tesla and their new and more powerful battery. Panasonic says that although it's common to try to find various ways to add more energy into these already existing cell sizes, they changed the entire shape and the size. And they said it took considerable nerve, but it worked. And Tesla has acknowledged that these new batteries meet the level of performance that their cars need. So Panasonic says it has a strong belief that the battery cells will actually change the world of transportation. They think it'll have a considerable impact in regards to lowering the cost of electric vehicles because the batteries are very expensive. These new Panasonic batteries, they say, will cut the cost of that. And one of the critical factors is safety. We always hear about these batteries, you know, having recalls, and the current batteries, not the Panasonic ones, the current ones, which are all made in China, have had all kinds of issues. And so they've exploded at times. Yeah. They've had the Chevy Bolts, which are Chinese batteries as well. Remember, not long ago they said, you don't park it near your house because your car might explode. That's fun. And so now Panasonic has stepped up with this new technology. And according to other reports, they still have competition from the major Chinese companies. There are 3 of them that are already making the 4680.
But it's good we're doing it here, though. It's good.
This is the Wakayama factory is in Japan, obviously.
Yeah, but it's an American company, isn't it? Is Panasonic an American company?
It's a Japanese company, but it has a lot of American ties to it.
Yeah.
So, if you are not a fan of giving more business to Chinese companies, then this is very good news. Obviously, Elon Musk, who, you know, runs and operates Tesla, feels that this is the way to go, and these are two companies that he's really supporting. So Panasonic's advantage, they say, is that they, and this is a real dig at the Chinese companies, the Mr. Tadanobu, who was the CEO of Panasonic, he said that their advantage lies in its ability to, quote, use craftsmanship to maintain safety even while raising the performance of a battery. Basically, he's saying what Chinese companies are making is a bunch of crap, and so Panasonic is awesome.
And they steal all of the, they steal everything from all, most of it has been stolen and badly replicated from the Japanese to begin with.
That's true.
All right, in a moment, Elon Musk back in our focus, plus a moment or two devoted to Amazon right after this.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, in light of what you have just said, I thought it was interesting that Elon Musk took the former mayor of Boston on a tour.
Yeah.
He's not the mayor of Boston anymore. He's now the Secretary of Labor, Marty Walsh.
Right.
And I think he's coming back to run for governor, as a matter of fact. That'll be interesting. So what in the world has this got to do with South by Southwest?
Well, South by Southwest is, besides the music festival that takes place in Austin, Texas, it's also very heavy on tech. They've got films. It's a lot of different categories. And they're famous for their sort of TED Talk type panels.
Yeah.
And so Marty Walsh, the labor secretary, as you mentioned, he took a tour with Elon Musk of Tesla's Gigafactory that's just outside of Austin. And so April 7th will be the grand opening. This is a $1.1 billion Tesla plant, which is also the Tesla headquarters. So the two of them had a 75-minute conversation at One Tesla Road, which is the headquarters, that covered
all
inflation, American innovation, job creation in Texas. Elon Musk said it was a very fruitful conversation. He wants to keep it going. And then Marty Walsh was also a panelist on Monday at South by.
Amazon, I was talking about them for a minute. This is more to happen later, but their image on Wall Street is going down in flames, so we'll talk about that. I think it's very interesting, mostly because of all those damn bans everywhere. All right, 59 past.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.